And here's today's news from Public Sector Executive on Wednesday, the 24th of April, 2024. The Home Office has announced that it's planning on saving 38 million police hours so that they can focus on keeping the streets safe. This comes in response to the Policing Productivity Review, which was published by the Home Office last October. It plans on using new technology to meet recommendations made through the review. £230 million worth of investment will be injected over the course of the next 4 years to ensure that tech developments can reduce the amount of time that police officers spend in the office. A Centre for Police Productivity will also be created to provide a base for the next improvements to police improvements. The Welsh Government has announced that it's working alongside local authorities and communities to ensure that the implementation of its 20 miles an hour speed limits is done in the right way. As he set out in his transport plans to the Senate, the Cabinet Secretary said he would ensure that people's voices are heard when it comes to making transport decisions, while also setting out a three-phase plan on the 20-mile-an-hour limit. This will be done through a national listening programme as well as collaboration with local authorities so that work can be done on the ground to make changes to the 20-mile-an-hour plans. Further guidance will be published by the Welsh Government in July, while changes to speed limits on certain roads is expected to begin in September. And Glasgow City Council has announced that its empty homes strategy has supported more than 1,700 homes being brought back into productive use. Since the strategy was introduced in April 2019, 1,710 homes that were left lying empty for more than 6 months have been brought back into use, with 2,641 homes still left empty in the city. Over the course of the 2023-28 local housing strategy, City Council has set a target of reoccupying 1,800 of those. Economically, bringing additional homes into use will allow the council to save further money, as it costs between £6,000 and £25,000 to renovate a property that's been empty in the long term, as opposed to the average cost of £200,000 to deliver a completely new property. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.